We're going to be talking about standing together in faith. Standing together in faith, part two. We did one last week then. We got to stand together in faith. We're a team, and we talked about the team effort there. We talked about that. You know, we got to stand together. When we are together, when we on the one accord, when we are speaking the same thing, when we are talking the same thing, speaking the same thing, I want you to know God can do the supernatural. Where two or three gather together in my name, he said, I'm in the midst of it. So that's why we got to be on one accord. That's why we got to walk together. And guess what? We can't leave nobody behind now because, hey, you got to learn the word too. If I got to learn it, you got to learn it. So we can be on one accord. You got to walk by faith just like I have to walk by faith. I have to believe God for my finance, to be wise with what he done blessed me with, to put it where it need to be. And guess what? Not eat up all my seed, but sow some seeds. You know what I mean? So we have it, but many times we say we don't have it because we done put it someplace else. We done ate it. It's sacrifice. Want to please God. It want to sow into the kingdom of God and be a blessing there. So we have to walk by faith. See, all of us, come on now, all of us have to walk by faith and not by sight. Come on now. We're on a team. It's take a team effort for us to operate into the kingdom of God. It's no more that you can rely on me to just pray for you, for me to do this and do that, to do that. No, I can't do it by myself. I need you. And that's why the scripture says, where one, where two or three together in my name, he said, I'm in the midst. Come on now. So what he can do for me, watch this. Yes, to a certain degree, certain amount, I can get a limited amount of things done. But when I could get somebody else to stand with me, when I could get somebody else to get in agreement with me, and guess what? It can multiply. Amen. Two of us is better than one. The Bible says, one will put 1,000 to flight. Two could put 10,000. The more the merrier. That's why one of us cannot do it all by ourselves. We need the team, and we own a team. We are working together for one call, and that is we are working in the kingdom of God to see things take place in the kingdom of God. We want to see people get saved, set free, and delivered. We want to see them grow and go. We want them to, what we just read, 3 John 1 and 2. He said, beloved, I wish that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. But guess what? It don't come automatic. Amen. You got to do something. The will of God for your life and my life is not automatic. God, he wish, watch this, that all of us will be saved, full of the Holy Spirit, and walking in the things of God. He wished that we all do that. But guess what? All will not receive him. All will not walk in it. Because they want to do what they want to do, when they want to do, and how they want to do. And so guess what? He just lets you go. Because you got free will. But the will of God for our life is not automatic. You got to do something. You and I have to do something. We cannot sit back and think we're going to wake up one morning and it's going to be there. Bam. Thank you, ma'am. No. No. Let me just give you before we get into scripture, let me just give you a scenario there. If you want to be a doctor, if you want to be an engineer, you just don't wake up in the morning and you ready to do surgery. It's a price that you got to pay. It's something that you got to do. You got to go through the process. People don't want to go through the process. They just want to just jump right out there and have it all. It don't work that way. it don't come automatic. You are where you at now because of the decision that you have made. Come on now. Come on now. You're driving the car. You're living in the house. That's it. Because of the decision that you have made. It don't come automatic. You won't be able to live in a gate community if you don't prepare yourself to do what need to be done to live there. He don't want to hold no good thing from you and I, but we got to meet the condition. Come on now. We have to prepare ourselves and do what he says according to the word of God. And people, watch this. People hold on to their, I hate to go there. They just hold on to their little money, just hold on to it. I ain't giving it. And guess what? It's not enough to get you out your situation, circumstance. Why not plant some of the seed? Just plant some of it. Don't give it all away. But I'm just saying plant some so you can keep it coming in. People are give for a season, then for another season, they won't give. You got to just consistent. You always have something coming in. You always have something coming in. I don't know how we get on that, but praise God. Let's go to Hebrew. Let's go to Hebrew. Let's get into our message today. Oh, boy, praise God. It's going to get going here. It's going to get right. Let's go to Hebrew. I believe we're going to really get fed here today. Let's go to Hebrew chapter 2. Hebrew chapter 2. Have faith in God. Come on now. Let's get there and let's go. But I appreciate you this morning. I thank God for you that we are growing and going in the things of God. We are maturing in the things of God. And we're going to deal with this faith because I see, watch this here. I don't care what you do, but the Bible say it is impossible to please God without faith. Come on now. You can do all that. You can cut, flip, jump on the wall, bounce off the wall, and all of these good things. And you can give and whatever. But if guess what? If you don't have faith in God, guess what? You ain't going to please him. You ain't going to please him. I'm going to wait on you. I'm going to wait on you to get there. Everybody there. Okay. Hebrew chapter 2. Now, I know that faith is something that a lot of you don't hear time and time and time and time after over and over again and again. But guess what? Sometimes we need to revisit it. Sometimes, watch this here, we need to make some adjustment. We need to make some adjustment because you might have let something slip and you might need to put it in there and stay on the cutting edge. Watch what it says right here. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Sometimes we'll let it slip. Sometimes what we done learned, it'll slip by, and we have to revisit it. We have to go back and get our refresher course on that. And this is what we are talking about. We are talking about faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. You can do all the crossing I's and dotting all the T's, but if you don't have no faith in God, guess what? You ain't going to please him. And that's what we're talking about. Have faith in God. People's situation, circumstance is changing. It'll turn around on you and leave you hanging out there, leave you wondering what's going on and what happened. We need to make an adjustment and don't let these things slip.